Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
All right, this is a voicemail from Jessica in Missouri.
So the other night, me and my husband realized we had the wrong pillows when we were going to bed. So we went to trade them, and I picked up my pillow, and underneath it was a tick in my bed. I just can't believe that it was in my bed. And I don't know where it came from. I have a brown dog, so I'm not sure how to search his whole body for ticks. But anyway, what would you do next?
Random tick in the bed, huh? That's tough if you don't know if the dog has been up there. We had in our bed some sort of sand yesterday. We haven't been to the beach.
Yeah, what?
And Caitlin's going, why is there sand in the bed? And I was like, I don't know. But secretly, I knew that I'd been eating some donuts in the bed.
Not
it had
sand.
Some cinnamon on it, and it wasn't sand at all.
Dang, dude, you're like a child.
So I was like, I don't know how there's sand. Have we had any shoes or anything that was at the beach last year? Really trying to figure out what's going on. But I knew it was the cinnamon and sugar from those donuts. And now she probably does. Nah, she doesn't watch this at all. So as long as nobody messages her. Don't message
not
her.
Not from us.
Nobody will.
Yeah, that irritates me. When people are like, do you know we said this on the air?
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. There's no need to message her. Think about the tick. I don't know. There's one tick.
Can you do like a shampoo, flea and tick shampoo for the dog and just kind of make sure the dog's clear?
Yeah, sure. You can do that. Okay. Just do it on the dog.
Shave
the
dog. She was talking about like searching for ticks. I don't think you have to do all that with the dog.
I don't know where you would go search. I mean, the dog, of course. I mean, but I don't know where
else. Yeah, you can look for the dog and search it and then... I mean, that my tick got on me in the house on a day where I hadn't even been outside yet. And it just showed up on my arm.
An
so I'm sure
could
an
bring
animal.
It in yeah. And it could put it and it could crawl up on the bed.
Right.
You ever had a tick on you?
Dude, how many times do I have to answer this? My whole life is full of ticks.
You grew up in the woods.
I probably had 10,000 ticks on me.
Well, I haven't.
So did you ever
disgusting.
Get Lyme's disease?
Mm-mm. Lyme, no S.
No, yet.
Lyme. Okay.
I don't know if it was less prevalent then or... We just didn't care about it because we couldn't really avoid ticks if you want to go in the woods. Like ticks all the time. Tick in the morning, tick in the evening, tick at supper time.
We'd have fleas, but not ticks so much in South Texas.
We had sea ticks everywhere. You walk through the bushes, sea ticks all over your ankles, your pants. I guess just clean the dog.
Yeah, I mean, shave the dog.
Shave it.
Inspect your whole bed. Burn the mattress. Wash
burn the
house.
Sheets. Yeah, burn the house down. I mean,
move.
Yeah, torch,
get on the bonehead.
Torch the neighborhood.
Yeah. Hey, dumb question, but that Lyme disease thing, does that last your whole life?
I think for different people,
it depends
ways.
On how long, when you catch it and what you're able to do to treat it.
Severe stuff, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, real bad. Mm-hmm. Here is a reaction to the mailbag. This is Allison. Go ahead.
I just woke up and I'm listening to the Bobby Bones Show. It's my alarm clock radio. And I completely disagree with what y'all have been saying. I don't think he needs to go to the wedding. He should go to the Carrie Underwood Show, period. Like, period. People who are getting married don't even see their friends at the wedding because there's so much going on. Like, I don't think he needs to go to the wedding if he wants to go to the concert. It's really not that hard for me to figure it out, and I hope that he makes a decision that makes him happy and not what he thinks he should do for somebody else.
If it's a close friend, you have to go to the wedding. Even if they don't see you, it's just your support and being there. Or you can say you're going to the wedding and not go, but then swear to God you were there.
What?
But you just need to be at the wedding. I would go to the wedding.
Yeah.
If it's your if you're B minus or less, I'm going to the concert and sending a nice gift. But you got to go to the wedding if it's a close friend, because they'd probably come for you, right? That's the question. Like, hey, would you do this for a friend? Well, think about it. Will they do it for you? Yes? Okay. You probably do it to them. Hey, you know we have vocals today, right?
What? Today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll be there. I completely forgot.
Wait, what time is that at?
Well, it was, well, because we talked Eddie about it like not, a week and a half ago.
Eddie may not be done with work by that time.
No, it's after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's later today, right?
It's at 1.
Oh, it
oh,
is?
Man, yeah. Dude, you gotta.
I'm going to have to hurry up then.
Pick up your pace.
We already talked about it all.
About what?
Vocals. And you were going to be there.
And no, it was one text. And I said, yeah, for sure, I'm there.
Yeah.
And then I completely forgot.
So if he
but thanks for the reminder.
If he wouldn't have said anything, would you have not been there?
For sure, 100%. 100% I would have been at home.
Oh, how mad would Bobby have been then?
Home no, or here?
He just would have been like, hey, where you at?
I'd be like, yo, dude.
I'd be like, yeah, yeah, I'm on my way. What, for what? Oh, vocals. Right, I'm on my way. 10 minutes away from your house anyway.
Yeah. We're doing vocals to Nobody Cares About
Can't
the
wait.
Opening. Well, you can because you didn't.
You didn't even know about it, man.
Mike, will you hand me the news stories from today, please? Scratch-off lottery ticket makes a Palm Beach County man a millionaire. Man, these scratch-off stories. And I mean, the fact that I know somebody who won $50,000 on a scratch-off blows my mind. Crazy.
Who was it?
I didn't tell you off the air?
No.
Did I tell you guys off the air?
No.
Yeah.
Mike, you know. Did. Eddie, do you remember who I said?
You did. I don't remember.
Who was it?
Mike, who was it?
I didn't tell them. I mean, maybe I just said it on the air. Maybe I just never shared with them.
I'm sure you did.
Here, Ed, I'll text it to you.
Who was it?
Hold on.
Dude, I'm forgetting everything these
days. Yeah. Hey, got somebody looking at you over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Yes, I remember that.
How did he not see it? He's looking right over your shoulder.
No, he turned the phone to the side.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I remember that. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you definitely said it to a few of us in here.
Just in the room?
I don't think everyone was in here.
Oh, got it.
Okay, now that we're all in here.
Yeah, we'll tell you later.
Yeah, we'll catch up. The lottery announced that he won a $1 million prize from a scratch-off. Just straight up, went to the store, $20, bam.
What a feeling that has to be.
CBS 12 News. Yeah. I wouldn't believe it. I think somebody was joking at first.
Gosh.
A woman says getting arrested was on her bucket list since high school.
That's cool.
A 19-year-old Florida woman in high school. She's also 19.
Okay. It was last year.
Told a deputy that getting arrested was on her bucket list, according to Monroe County Sheriff's Office. She was speeding and driving recklessly, and they pulled her over. She did not pull over for quite some time. Then she came to a stop. The sheriff's office said that they stopped her here and that she told them getting arrested was on her bucket list since high school. She was charged with a felony, fleeing, and eluding police from WAFF 48 News. Now, Abby has a couple things on her bucket list. She has two things. Abby's our phone screener. Abby, what are the two things on your bucket list?
Oh, mine would be to get married someday.
Aww. Because
right now
that's
it's not looking too promising. So
yeah, you'll get
that's
there.
A sad one.
It is.
Or you'll get there.
I mean, did you hear the desperation in her voice right
but
there?
But she's putting it out there. Good, Abby.
Any luck with any? I don't know. Anything?
No. I'm taking a break. So,
but you have to try.
I know. I'm just going to work on myself, live my life, and comes along cool.
I think you saying getting married on your bucket list is like me saying, I'm going to get some sleep on my bucket list. It's just going to happen eventually.
Oh, man.
You don't have to put that on your bucket list. Like, that's probably just going to happen when you find the right person.
Maybe.
I mean, you don't have to find the right person. You just get married anyway to anyone.
Okay, or you can find the right person and not get married.
True. But just saying, if it's on your bucket list, you can marry anyone.
Yeah, you can do it. You can make it happen.
What about the show? That show?
What show?
Married at First Sight.
Oh, I don't. What happened to that?
Do it.
I think it's too late.
Let me check.
Because they were looking for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scuba?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
I really think it's too late by now. That was a while ago.
Would you have done that?
Looking back, I just don't think so. That could be disastrous.
You have another one?
Oh, yeah, skydiving. That's a good one.
That one we can make happen.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, wait. It's yours too, Eddie?
I've never gone skydiving. I'd love to go.
It's terrible. I just
can't justify paying that much money to
What if we could line it up for you two to go skydiving?
Oh my God, then we're in.
You'd go with four kids?
Yeah. I'm not going to die.
You're right. You're not going to die. I would say, though, that maybe your wife would go, hey, maybe you shouldn't skydive with four kids.
No. She'd want me to do it. If it's something I really wanted to do, I wouldn't go to go to Mars. Like, I wouldn't do that because they really haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, at all. I mean, literally no one's
right.
done it yet.
So I don't want to go on a trip like that. But skydiving, people do it all the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
So if we could line up skydiving for you two, we've all done it. So who cares about us? But you two, if you could go do it, you would go do it?
Yeah.
Man, I got a feeling he's going to get shut down.
No, and you guys are paying for it, right?
Yeah, we'll cover it.
Love it.
Yeah. We can probably get traded or something.
Yeah, we can get those army vets that do it. I forget the name of the group.
Oh, the Golden Knights.
Golden Knights, yeah, we can get them to do it.
I mean, that's almost too safe.
Yeah, that's way too
safe. Yeah, that's almost too safe. Like, I went up in a crappy little plane.
And
I had, she was like 10 inches shorter than I was. And we jumped, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. They need to experience that.
You want the instructor to be drunk, too? Like, no.
An interesting.
That's a good place. No.
Like, just a skydiving place here in town.
Yeah. A plane from, like, 1950.
Safety first.
I'm worried that may not happen for a long time, Scoob, but, like, they may not be here in town doing that.
I know, but I worry, like, you mentioned it, Eddie being a father of four kids, I worry them not having a father anymore.
Thank you, Scoob.
But he just said...
I know what he just said, but I'm looking for the bigger picture, I can't.
But he'll survive. We all did it we're alive.
Yeah. Just because I trust the people that do skydiving doesn't mean I want to die.
But you're not going to die.
You're not going to die. It's going to be fine.
Well, the instructor's drunk and it's an old plane from the 20s, I might.
Hey, Google. I mean, there's people die every day from skydiving.
The 20s. Oh,
they also die every day from car wrecks.
Hey,
yeah.
Stop.
Hey.
Remember how he thinks I'm going to die on my bike? You're going to die on the plane.
Did you ride your bike in this morning?
Yep. It's National Ride Your Bike to Work Week.
Is it?
I know, but what does that have to do with anything? You were doing it anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as cyclists, we want some respect out there. It's our week.
You used to yell at people that rode their bikes.
Yeah, man, I'm a changed person.
Okay, I like that. There has to be no other explanation, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is say, I'm a changed person.
We all can. They're like, well, you used to do this. Well, I've learned, and now I'm acting differently based on what I've learned.
Yeah, but I'm not one of those jerk bikers. Like, if it's a red light, I don't go between the two cars and get to the front of the line. I stay in line in the back. Like, I respect the laws of the road. Maybe when I get more comfortable, I'll start doing that. But
you're not even a jerk yet. I got to get
comfortable on the road on my bike.
Back to it. I think we just find you guys a place to go skydive. What if instead of, because you know you do tandem, you have to do tandem because you're not going to go by yourself.
Yeah.
The tandem is you two. We just tandem.
No, two people that don't know anything about skydiving?
Hey, we got one right here. It closes at 6.
Music City Skydiving.
I got it.
It's an hour away.
Well, you have to go out into the country.
Go to tent. Yeah, you have to.
You can't do it on the city?
No, because you can't jump. You're going to land on a building?
Land at Titan Stadium?
Hey, Mike,
cool.
Click on tandem skydiving. I want to see what this runs you. Oh, there are no prices? Okay. Well, maybe we could... Maybe we'll figure that out.
Cool. I like it.
Send you guys out. I mean, listen, that'd be a great publicity for them. Right, Scuba?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be?
How confident are you that Eddie's wife is going to let this happen?
I mean...
I'm not very confident.
You act like she... Like, guys, she's fine. She doesn't think I'm going to die.
Finish your sentence. You act like she...
Like, is so scared of me dying all the time. Like, she's not. She'll let me do whatever I want as long as it's just not, like, stupid.
Okay, ask her today. We'll check in tomorrow. And if she says it's cool, then Scuba has to say it's cool because your wife says it's cool.
You got it. I'll ask her today.
And Abby, you're good?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And you guys want to do it?
We want to.
Oh, yeah. Oof, for sure.
I hated it. What, Mike? Oh. Oh, yeah.
You have to spring for the DVD.
No, there's no way they do the, still do the DVD.
Oh, absolutely they do.
It's got to be like a downloadable file, right?
Probably a thumb drive or you go to the website and click. Yeah, something like that.
How much is it,
the DVD?
Is it expensive?
No, I mean, yes, but it's not like $500 or anything.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking, $500.
Yeah. But it's about half that. Ooh. So expensive enough, but not so expensive that they won't think it's probably worth it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married, and it's legal this time. I think they got married at the courthouse is what I read. They had a few people around, including bodyguards and other witnesses.
I didn't see any of the Kardashians. TMZ. I didn't see them.
You did not? Any of them in the picture?
No, I didn't see any of the famous ones.
Yeah, I guess I didn't either.
I just saw her in a little white dress. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean? You think something's up?
I'm like, is this like a shoot for a TV show? Like, are they doing something where...
It's actually, the license was found.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, they found it, yeah.
Oh.
Let's see.
Maybe just like too many of them would cause too much of a...
Chaos?
Ruckus?
Yeah.
Well, they could have brought somebody to the house, though.
Right, I just feel like if you're going to... You want your family there. I don't know. Kardashians are weird, but they're good looking, so I'll forgive them.
Interesting.
Amy has had a story that we haven't gotten to for the past couple weeks. I've been meaning to, but it's about celebrity protocol when taking pictures. Because you saw Scotty McCreary taking pictures with people?
Yes. I took one with him.
That scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. And what I noticed is that, and I was taking a lot of pictures with a lot of different artists that day, and like everyone's like, when you huddle up, you put your arms around each other's lower backs, like everybody just kind of, But what I noticed with Scotty is his arm is just always there hovering about 3 inches from the back. So not touching, but in the photo, hey, my arm is here, and it's like it's touching, but it's not. And I don't know. I got curious, and I thought, this must be his protocol, like intentional, just so like everything stays in the clear and safe. There's no misunderstanding. So I just thought that was part of his thing, and I didn't know just certain celebrities have that protocol just to like, you know. Make sure there's no confusion.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani is no touching.
Not you. Oh. That was because you were just went up to her in public and her security guard was like, please don't touch her. This is like, we're taking photos and you would think it would be a safe place. Like, I don't mind if Scotty were to just touch my back. Like, it's not. But I think he does that maybe every photo he takes.
Yeah, I don't. Unless I know them, I really don't touch people. Unless I'm touching their upper shoulder.
Yeah, shoulder. Yeah.
If they grab me first... Then I will put my hand on the rope. But if they don't, I don't touch them. You'll see pictures with me with both arms out in front at times because I'm not going to grab anybody at this point because I don't want anybody saying I grabbed them and touched them in a way, dude or a girl. So you'll either see my hand up high on their shoulder, never on the back, up high on the shoulder, unless I really know them, or I'll have my hands in the front. But I've been doing that for a while now just because.
Yeah, so there's protocol.
I don't want anybody to be like, he touched me when I didn't tell him touch me. So, but it also, there have been pictures at times too where you'll see me just standing there with my arms in front like this. It could look, I guess it looks a little awkward, but maybe I just think that because I remember how awkward it was to kind of stand there because you just don't touch. But I'll do it with dudes too. It doesn't have to just be girls.
Yeah.
I just won't touch. People, artists come in, now I don't stand next to them at all. When they stand next to the table up there because I don't ever want to be like, you know, I did a show and he touched the top of my lower back. I've never been the same. So, cut that crap. All right, there's that. How often do you feel 100% healthy? That's the question.
Like
percentage-wise.
Physically or mentally?
Just in general. How often do you feel 100% healthy?
A few weeks out of the month.
So 75%?
Percentage.
Yeah, maybe 2.5 weeks out of the month because then... Wow. Like, girls have to, every month, we're not, there's pain.
I'm probably like 10%.
That's it?
Physically, yeah.
Like,
oh, that's because you train hard,
What are
though.
The other ailments?
I've had a bad shoulder for a year and a half, but I had someone working on it again last night. It's starting, I can actually feel progress, like good progress. I've had good progress. I can now play golf. I can lift upper body again, but that tendonitis in my arm, after my tear healed, the tendonitis in my arm is now starting to get to the surface, which is crazy to feel. But that has hurt me forever. I got like an ankle situation that's not an injury. But some days, imagine your foot is on the gas pedal, pushing the gas pedal. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Now, when you decide to pull off the gas with your foot, that muscle right there that pulls it in,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like a lightning strike right in that spot. And then sometimes not at all. But if I get that adjusted, it doesn't hurt for a while.
Is that the front of your calf?
No, it's like, more like the ankle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the ankle.
But like the
part.
Front, like right above your foot.
Like the shin? Shin?
Okay. Yeah, I think it'd be called the shin.
The front calf, the shin?
Yeah, front.
But that muscle between the calf. Yeah, so,
okay, I got you.
That's it's just physical for me for the most part. So I'd say like 10%. I haven't been fully healthy in years.
So like lower back pain counts? Is that? Like
if
healthy?
It hurts so bad that it feels like an injury.
Okay, mine's gotten better.
So. Eddie, you?
Better.
Two what?
2%.
Nice.
Why do you do that?
I always feel hurt.
Yeah, Eddie, he wants to know what you do.
Yeah, like what do you mean, what do I do? Feel hurt?
This must be miserable.
No, I just age. Like I wake up, my feet hurt. Like I wobble to the bathroom. And then my back hurts all day. Even when I'm sitting down watching TV, my back kind of hurts a little bit, just the way I'm sitting. It just, and then mentally too, like I just feel like sometimes I'm just sad all day.
And that counts.
What in the world, dude?
Yeah.
But that counts. Okay? Absolutely.
I mean, I have a busy life.
You should get with BetterHelp, dude. It's awesome.
I should.
I mean, I have a therapist that I go to and have been going to, but if I didn't and have a guy, I'd use BetterHelp immediately. Probably get you a gift card. I mean.
Oh yeah?
But you could probably afford it too.
No, give me that gift card. Let's start there. Yeah, man, 2%.
Hey, Scuba left you on the phone, right? Who was he talking to? Do you know?
I think he has meetings and stuff like that he's always booked up with. Yeah, a conference.
Hey, Scuba. Yeah. Who are you on the conference call with?
Huh?
Who are you on the conference call with?
It's the group.
BetterHelp said they would hook us up.
Yeah.
If we need anybody on the show needed like some time. I mean, I remember.
Yes, yeah.
Eddie wants to use them.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah.
Can we line some time up and let Eddie figure out how to find a therapist on the phone, that kind of stuff?
Yes. Yeah. They'll give you like a code to try it out.
And this is just on the phone?
Yeah. Well, you can do video. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere. You can do video.
He's busy.
You can do phone. Well, that's the purpose of it.
I am.
You can also to chat if you ever need to like ask a question.
You know what? These fools are all laughing. I'm going to drop off my four kids with you.
I didn't
all
laugh.
All you guys at your house. And then let's see how busy you guys are.
What fool were you laughing at?
Lunchbox and Ray. I can hear Ray giggling. Like, they think my life's not busy. It's so chaotic. You don't understand. The second they get home, my life is chaos until like 9 o'clock and they're all in bed.
I believe it. I have two kids and it's crazy.
I mean, crazy. And then he's like, you're sad? Yeah, dude. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't even know what to think about anymore because I'm so tired and sad.
So, if you, I'm just a dumb guy question here. If you made the decision to have all of that, and that's you going, I made all this happen, then can they laugh at you because you did it?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No, they can't laugh at me.
Okay, because they're laughing.
That decision's been made, and it was for the best, but doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still very, very hard.
Ray's even covering his mouth right now with his hand.
Lunchbox has three kids.
But what I'm laughing at is Eddie stays here. Like you said, we see him on FaceTime with his buddies here at work. That's what I'm saying when he says it's just chaotic. It's chaotic when they get home. I get that. But those hours that he's just chilling here.
Yeah. Maybe hiding from chaos.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, they don't even get out of school till 3. Guys, I don't sit here. Steve, help me. I don't sit here and do nothing.
Hey, Steve's not in the room, Eddie. Uh-oh.
Scuba!
Hey, we need to get
help me!
Don't think that when
Eddie needs help.
When we move to our new office, and I hate to spill the beans on what's happening now. Eventually, nothing's happening now. But if I have like 4 or 5 kids and we got a new office, I'm gonna have PlayStation in my office there and a bed.
Scuba, Eddie needs your help.
I'm learning from the greatest. I'm learning from Eddie.
I wish that's what I'm doing here. Scuba, I need help.
Steve is him? I thought you meant Steve who you talked to on the phone all day.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't talk to him on the phone all day. I just talk to him once a day.
I literally thought he meant Steve who he talks to all the time.
Steve Ortiz.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just know that you're talking about Steve who he talks to every day here at work.
No.
How long does he do that, do you think, on FaceTime?
When was the last time I did that, Scuba?
It's probably been a while since you've done it, but you did do it frequently where I look up and you're still on the FaceTime
with
him.
We were dealing with NFTs. I don't do NFTs anymore. I realized that was a bunch of crap.
But I feel like you talk to him often. Like when I ran into you at the grocery store that one time, you were on FaceTime with Steve.
That's true.
He spent more time with Steve than your wife.
But I was, no, my wife works, guys. My wife works.
Mm-hmm. So, I text my wife at work too.
No, I can't. She's a teacher.
But you have to FaceTime somebody? I don't understand.
I was grocery shopping. Why not FaceTime him? I FaceTime my brother. I FaceTime my mom. Yeah.
Just shop by yourself.
No. What does this have to do with anything?
It doesn't matter. It just was funny that you were still talking to Steve. It's like,
guys, he's my friend. Of course.
And when you yelled Steve, we were like, Steve Ortiz is here?
No, it's that you guys think that I stay here and do nothing after the show's over.
I'm never here, so I don't know.
I know that. Neither is Lunchbox. I know that.
Nope.
But do you think he does nothing?
No. For some of the time, he does stuff. But you always said, Eddie, there's no point in you being here till 3 o'clock. You don't have that much work.
What hour o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Okay, got it.
Sometimes I forget what 3 and 3 o'clock is, okay? I get them confused. So I'm just saying that Eddie makes it sound like he's here till 3 o'clock working the entire time.
Oh.
When he could go home and relax for a few hours.
At what time do you think he could go home if he just worked?
1 o'clock.
Got it. Ray, what do you think?
I would agree with that. Yeah, usually, I mean, that's when the midday guy gets here and then Eddie talks to him for 30 minutes about what he did that weekend.
So I go to the midday guy.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Usually
No, he comes to me.
Who's the midday guy?
McKitty.
He does middays now?
No, he's a night guy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Whatever, he's here.
He does work.
He's here midday to do his
show. Got it. I was going to say, because I thought she was doing middays.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Scuba, how's the conference call going?
I've only heard about 10 seconds of it.
All right, get back on it. Let's get Eddie lined up with BetterHelp, though. It sounds like...
Thank you.
By how he's about to snap
see,
right now.
Listen to them laugh.
Because you know what? I can just tell Eddie's in a mood today. Like
it's not a mood,
you can,
guys.
You can see he's tired.
Yeah, you can see he's tired.
And why am I tired? Because I sit around and talk to Steve all day? No. I'm tired because life is crazy
Steve was on vacation. Steve was on a trip all weekend with us.
I still talked to him while he was It was beautiful. He was
in
the mountains.
I got some pictures from him, too. Yeah, I talked to him a little bit.
Yeah, but Eddie, you know that like we have... life that makes it crazy too. Like I have 3 kids too, and so
I'm not bringing you into this. Like your life is your life.
I know,
and that's cool, and it's great. He asked me about how I feel healthy. What percentages? It's 2%, and that's. I mean, I'm just answering the question. Don't need any ridicule from my peers here.
Mm. And your peers are the other sore losers?
Correct. Who I'm about to spend another hour with after this is over, and I'm still going to prolong my work that I have to do.
To be fair, too, to Eddie, we had some people over at the house yesterday. Eddie's wife came over with the kids and Mike, and Eddie couldn't come over because he had too much work to do. He had to stay at the house and fix stuff. No, I'm serious.
I really did.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of him.
No, not show work.
I thought Bobby was making fun of you there.
He had housework to do.
Eddie, I got a lot done yesterday, too.
Eddie, I apologize because I really thought Bobby was making fun of you, and he set it up like he was making fun of you.
No, I didn't. We're like, Eddie, come over. Even Eddie's wife was like, you know, we have a bunch of meat. We could have grilled it. And he's like, I can't. I got too much to do.
Okay.
And he did.
She made plans. And I'm like, you know, like, we have to do this. Like, I don't have time to go grill. Dude, I replaced a closet door.
Boom.
I replaced a piece of drywall where the kids, like, busted a hole in the wall.
Classic.
Man, I did, like, 3 major things yesterday to the house.
We're going to get you up with BetterHelp. And
you're
going to be good as new.
Thank you.
You're going to be out here by 1.
I can't wait.
You think we're going to get him up to 12%? Because I'm worried about him, dude. Eddie, can't believe you're only at 2%.
You're not worried about me.
No, that's a terrible way to live if you're only at 2%, dude.
I'm at 10.
That's pretty bad.
But mine's physical. Mine's physical.
I'd say most of mine's physical too.
Oh.
Just that.
I don't know. Right now it seems like it's
a lot.
5% of that mental health is dragging a little bit.
Like your eyes are almost closed right now as you're talking to me.
I feel like there's different categories of health.
Well, he just said health in general.
I know.
Okay, well, I shouldn't have made fun of you at 2%, man.
Where would you like to see him in the next month?
Oh, man, at least a 10, dude. I mean, jeez.
He wants you up here near me, buddy.
Okay. How you feeling?
Like, don't you go play golf? Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah, temporarily. Then I lose, and I'm like, gosh, that was terrible.
But losing, you don't
but
get
we're
that
very
mad.
We're competitive.
But you don't get mad that bad when you lose.
I know, but on the drive home, I'm always like, gosh, so stupid. Like, I almost had that. Like, I was playing so well, and then I just gave it up at the last 5 holes.
All right, well, we're going to go on that note. Eddie, we're here for you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, these two knuckleheads made
it. No, I know. They just laugh.
No, Eddie, we got your back, dude. Like, I'm here for you.
When you say dude at the end of your sentence, I don't believe anything you said before you said dude.
Dude.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Dude.
See? Exactly.
I mean, I hung out with Eddie this weekend. I tried to make him feel better. I tried to cheer him up.
You hung out with me?
Yeah. You don't remember me hanging out with you on Saturday for like 5 minutes?
No. Our kid, we overlapped soccer games.
That's hanging out. You guys spend a little time.
Dude, it was funny. Like, as soon as this guy pulls up to the soccer field, picture 6 soccer fields in a huge field. And we're talking maybe 200 people there because there's just all people all over the place. And I can hear this guy showing up to the fields. I know when he shows up, all I hear is like, what's up, my man? You good? Hey, great day for a game. And I'm like, oh, Lunchbox is here. And sure enough, he shows up in about 2 minutes. I can hear him pulling up to the parking lot.
Well, Eddie, I think we got a lot of work to do.
That's awesome, though, no, right? Is that bad?
No, but I tell him, like, dude, I heard you. He's like, you're lying to me. You did not hear me. I swear, when I got to the airport and we were flying to Austin, I got through security, and I knew what gate we were because I could hear Lunchbox yelling. I was like, there we are.
But
we're
yelling. You mean talking?
Well, just talking to people. Talking. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go. Thank you. Hope you guys have a good day today. We will see you tomorrow. All right.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.